Looking through the rise of the new world order, it's Tomorrow's News Tonight with your host, Chase Geyser.
All right, so I want Trump to succeed overall, like what Trump's doing in his administration. Historic things are happening, but that said, I've been saying all day we need a response from Trump about Cash Patel and the FBI and the DOJ and this statement about, oh, Epstein killed himself in this ridiculous video shot from around the hall, supposedly around a corner. There's the door entrance to it, so that shows nobody went in there when we've always said it points towards one of the people in the cell block killing him. I mean, that is a total ridiculous cover story. And then there was no blackmail and there was no human trafficking and there was no list. When you have the AG raiding the FBI offices in New York 4 months ago because they wouldn't turn over the documents for 5 months ago and saying, yeah, there's hundreds of new victims. It's horrible. There's videos, raping kids, child porn. And you've got U.S. attorneys saying, I've seen it. I've seen the video. You know, we're investigating. It's going to take time. We're going to get them. And then Trump, just an hour or so ago, puts out a statement about, oh, Bongino and Cash Patel, FBI's back to their basics fighting crime. So it's kind of an oblique defense of them, definitely a response to this. And I understand the CIA came to Trump and said, look, we were running this with the Mossad. I mean, that's already known. And so now they just hope it all goes away. But by coming out and saying we never said that and having the press secretary, who I've seen do nothing but tell the truth so far until today, try to spin all of this, and she looked too happy while she was doing it. It's easy to tell the truth. It's hard to tell lies when you're, you know, not an evil person. Now, this is bad. I had Judge Joe Brown, he's really smart. He agreed with me that Trump's using the Epstein file in the deep state. He was never involved with Epstein. I've investigated the whole thing. But it's something else, and nobody's buying it. And it's very, very sad. So I'll defend Trump when he's doing nothing wrong, like they did the national weather alert for Texas. They did it all the regular. I live here. I saw the alerts the day before. Constant alerts, billboards, phones, TV shows, everywhere. So no, Trump didn't call the people there with the flash flood. You know, stuff like that, I can defend Trump all day long, but just don't piss on me and tell me it's raining. So you want to save it from Trump, it's like, oh, they're doing a great job over at the FBI. You know. So we'll continue to expose all this. I want to see Homan and them, which is starting to happen, go after more of the human traffickers and find all those kids. That's an immediate thing that I've said should be the priority. But don't tell us all this stuff's coming out and the investigation's massive and the Trump wants it released and then say, oh, there's nothing there. I mean, you couldn't discredit yourself worse. It's really, really demoralized people. And has really upset people. You know, in the case of people who are like, oh, God, Trump says they're going to have amnesty for illegal workers. He always said we're going to fast track for farm workers and people that aren't here committing a bunch of crimes but are here illegally. So that wasn't a broken promise. So, again, I'm not covering for Trump when it's a fact and it was what he said he would do. I'll cover it. But on this is bullshit. So I just hope we don't see more of this because this is really, really dangerous. And I think the Democrats are going to have a heyday with this in Congress. But they're the ones with their fingerprints all over Epstein being able to now bring up the DOJ saying, we have it. We have the 40 terabytes. We have hundreds of new victims. And then now they just want all this thing to go away and the discussion to stop. And what they did is not going to do that. It's going to make it worse. So they've got to be smart enough to know that. So this is going to explode. It already is exploding. And you can't say, yeah, there's all these hundreds of new victims and child porn and rape of kids. And now, oh, no. There's nothing. There was no human trafficking. He committed suicide. They weren't blackmailing anybody. And Santa Claus was there. All right. I'll continue with integrity to cover the facts, folks. What do you think below right here on X? Follow me on X Real.
The globalists are coming! The globalists are coming!
Gates, Schwab, Soros. Gentlemen, these men must be stopped at all costs.
They want to put chemicals in the water that turn the frogs gay? How about we put their tea in the water instead?
The Americans have routed us, sir. They keep taking that strange liquid that makes their tongues blue. We can't hold them off much longer, sir. Those Yanks are demons, I tell you. I saw one beat one of our boys to death with a stuffed animal frog.
A stuffed animal frog?
Yeah, I've killed probably 10 or 12 redcoats with old Froggy here. It's a highly underrated melee weapon, in my opinion.
We're offering the biggest sale of the year right now in July. It is the 1776 July 4th Mega Super Sale. This is the biggest sale of the year, and it's live right now for only 7 days at theelkshowstore.com.
Defending tomorrow, tonight, it's your host, Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geyser, your host this evening of Tomorrow's News Tonight, weeknights from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Central. We will be broadcasting live with the latest news. We want to expand our coverage for our audience because you have kept us on the air, and we want to do everything we can to keep you informed, enlightened, and ready to take on the New World Order, folks. We know that the massive news today is the fact that they're saying that there's no clients on the client list for Epstein. They're saying that it was a suicide. They released this 11-hour long video with 1 minute mysteriously missing, but it doesn't even matter because the angle of the video isn't even right. And if, for instance, Jeffrey Epstein is in witness protection and didn't really die to begin with, this video would prove nothing. It would be exactly the same. Just remove him in a body bag from his cell, take him somewhere else, give him some plastic surgery, and then there you go. It seems to me that what happened with the Trump administration is Trump issued this executive order to release the documents because he ran on a promise of transparency. And then when it was made known to him how involved Epstein was with Mossad and how complicated releasing these files would be in terms of our people's support for Israel, in the context of these recent escalations with China and Iran, when Israel is an even more important strategic ally than ever, I say that sarcastically, of course, given the nature of our relationship with them, given all of the national security implications of the Epstein files, that's why they've backpedaled. And that's why I think we've seen humiliation after humiliation after humiliation. I don't know if Cash was always a bad guy and just fooled us, or if he was a good guy and then was flipped. But I look at Cash Patel and Dan Bongino and I see two completely different things happening psychologically. I see a puppet and a puppet master. I see a Cash Patel who knows exactly what he's doing, who's bought into the game, plays the game. And I see a Dan Bongino who has been psyoped into submission, stressed out, constantly presented with emergencies that aren't really emergencies, forced to come in early, stay late, come in on weekends, presented with world-ending information all the time that isn't really world-ending, but presented to him as such. And he's obviously just very stressed out. But in short, here's what the documentation said. Quote, this systematic review revealed no incriminating client list. There was also no credible evidence found that Epstein blackmailed prominent individuals as part of his actions. We did not uncover evidence that could predicate an investigation against uncharged third parties. Well, why is it that InfoWars is being investigated by the FBI as an uncharged third party then? Since December 10th of 2013, on the second page of this long statement from the DOJ and FBI, this joint statement, the conclusion that Epstein died by suicide is further supported by video footage from the common area of the special housing unit, SHU, where Epstein was housed at the time of his death. And we'll get into those details in a moment. But first, I want to show you this clip number one. Tom Fitton torches Trump administration over alleged Epstein cover-up, saying, quote, I don't think even the Biden administration would have written anything like this. Clip one. Let's watch.
I don't know. I read the memo three or four times again this morning, and it's really, I don't think even the Biden administration would have written anything like this. I just don't think they could have thought they could get away with it. And I got to wonder what is going on at the leadership of the Justice Department and the FBI to allow them to think that statements like as follows. This is a classic. Of course, we're suing for this stuff, right? And so they say, the systematic review revealed no incriminating client list. So there's a client list, but it's not incriminating. So therefore you can't see it. There is also no credible evidence that found that Epstein blackmailed prominent individuals as part of his actions. Well, give us the incredible evidence. We did not uncover evidence that could predicate an investigation against uncharged third parties. So they uncovered evidence, but it wasn't enough to predicate an investigation against uncharged third parties. So you can go line by line and kind of, you know, go through this analysis that I'm going through. It may be unfair or overly critical, but in my view, unless you have the records to back up the conclusions you've drawn in a case such as this, this isn't worth much. And it's disturbing. It was leaked to Axios. Second time there's been a leak to Axios, by the way, by this Justice Department and FBI. Remember, we sued for the Biden videotapes of his interview with her. We were in court, literally in federal court. They're stonewalling us. And what do? They give it to Axios. Here they give it to Axios. And no, memo, by the way, it kind of drips with contempt for people like you, Bannon, for Judicial Watch, for anyone asking questions. Give us the documents.
By the way, if you want to keep something classified, give it to Axios because nobody reads it.
I love Mark Caputo. We've had him on the show. We're going to have him on the show again.
But we can see how disgusting this is. I mean, it's abundantly obvious that there's something very wrong, something deeply wrong. We know who many of the Epstein clients are. It's not even just rumored. We have the photographs. We have the flight logs. We have the details. We have the witness testimonies. We have the leaked undercover camera admissions of advisors to people like Prince Andrew, who say that later on they found out that Prince Andrew was sleeping with underage girls and that they never would have covered for them in terms of public relations had they known the truth the whole time. That's not cool. And then they come out and reverse. The same person came out and reversed their position after they were caught on video admitting that Prince Andrew was sleeping with underage women. Came out and said, oh, I'd had a little bit to drink and I was charmed by the beautiful woman I was sitting next to. I don't mean any of it. I mean, how quickly these people sell out. And the first response here was bewilderment. Just total confusion from the MAGA America First base, because this is so counterintuitive to what anyone would have expected, especially anyone who supported Trump, would have expected from a Trump presidency. It's totally unnatural. It doesn't seem at all like anything the Trump administration would do. And so when the news came out from this joint statement from the DOJ and the FBI, and it wasn't signed by anyone, many people said, hey, don't criticize yet. Just give it 48 hours. Just give it 24 hours. That document wasn't signed by anyone. Then, of course, Trump comes out on Truth Social and says, quote, the FBI, under the direction of Director Kash Patel and Deputy Director Dan Bongino, is back to the basics, locking up criminals and cleaning up America's streets. We have the greatest law enforcement professionals in the world, but politics and corrupt leadership often prevented them from doing their job. That is no longer the case, and now they have been unleashed to do their jobs, and they are doing just that. Keep it up. Make America safe again. What? I, for one, don't even think it's a coincidence whatsoever that within 24 hours of our entire intelligence law enforcement apparatus coming out and saying that Jeffrey Epstein is a total nothing burger, despite the tomes of books, the volumes of books that have been written detailing every atom of his actions over the course of the last 30 or 40 or even 50 years. I find it not to be a coincidence at all that within 24 hours of erasing this story, we have Bibi Netanyahu visiting the president of the United States of America here in the United States, sitting down with him. I'm going to show you clip 39 in a moment, and bestowing upon Trump a nomination for the Nobel Peace Prize. Let's watch.
As we speak, in one country, in one region after the other. So I want to present to you, Mr. President, the letter I sent to the Nobel Prize Committee. It's nominating you for the Peace Prize, which is well-deserved, and you should get it.
Thank you very much. This I didn't know.
This I didn't know.
Well, thank you very much. Coming from you in particular, this is very meaningful. Thank you very much.
And let me be absolutely clear. I have no problem whatsoever with Donald Trump being nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. I think what he pulled off with Iran over the course of the last 2 weeks, resulting in that ceasefire, was frankly a masterstroke or just divine intervention. It was nothing close to what I would have predicted would have happened, and he knew exactly what he was doing, apparently, and now there's peace in the region, at least more peace than there has been in some time. The issue I have is that it's Bibi Netanyahu issuing the nomination. I mean, this is somebody who's committed one of the largest genocides over the course of the last 5 years, certainly, consistently over the course of the last 5 years. I mean, if you look up the statistics of what's happened to the Gaza Strip, 70 to 80% of the buildings in the whole entire region are either completely destroyed or damaged. Now there are negotiations going on behind closed doors with Libya, where the United States may relieve them of some of their sanctions, some of the frozen dollars that we froze back in 2014, in exchange for them accepting 1 million refugees from the Gaza Strip. This is something that's been barely reported on, but it seems very likely to me that over the course of the next 7 days, you're going to hear Bibi Netanyahu and Donald Trump issuing joint statements on migrating people out of the Gaza Strip, reserving a small portion of it for people who wish to stay, so they can say that people have a choice. And what we're going to have is Muslim Trail of Tears. But here is Trump calling Bibi Netanyahu the greatest man in the world in clip 42.
Do you think that there can be a two-state solution that creates an independent
Palestine? I don't know. I'd ask Bibi that question. You have the greatest man in the world to answer that age-old question, two-state. Go ahead. You give him your honest answer.
I think Palestinians should have all the powers to govern themselves, but none of the powers to threaten us. And that means that certain powers, like overall security, will always remain in our hands. Now, that is a fact. And no one in Israel will agree to anything else because we don't commit suicide. We want life. We cherish life for ourselves, for our neighbors. And I think we can work out a peace between us and the entire Middle East with President Trump's leadership. And by working together, I think we can establish a very, very broad peace that will include all our neighbors.
And then there will be peace, like Emperor Palpatine from Star Wars. Bibi Netanyahu doesn't want a two-state solution, and frankly, he understands that a two-state solution is impossible for so many different reasons, not just political, but religious, economic, not to mention the United States' interest in the region. But because, frankly, 40% of the people in the Gaza Strip are married to their first or second cousin, they have an average IQ of 85 or lower, and the average age is 18, which means it's Muslim Oliver Twist in the Gaza Strip. Not exactly the demographics for a state. Not exactly the Continental Congress. And Bibi understands this, and the United States of America understands this, but they're careful about what they say publicly because they don't want to catalyze any unnecessary conflict as they wind down the existence of an entire people. A people I don't celebrate by any means, but I also don't advocate for their total destruction, and I certainly don't want it on my conscience that my tax dollars have funded it. But what we did under the Biden administration was intentionally leave weapons and equipment behind in Afghanistan, weapons and equipment that we could have very easily just dropped off preventatively in Ukraine instead of sending them all new material. These weapons and this equipment that we left behind was then seized by Hamas and Iran, given to Hamas, as Mossad knew for at least 2 years that these attacks were going to take place and stood down for 7 hours on October 7th because they needed the terrorist attack, just like 9/11 here in the United States, as an excuse for the disproportionate response in the Gaza Strip that would establish the peace that Bibi Netanyahu was talking about in that clip that we just watched. The eradication, annihilation, and evacuation of all people in the region who aren't Israeli. It's Trail of Tears. And look, I understand that genocides are part of the human condition. Civilizations have been doing them for quite some time. And frankly, I don't care to interfere in genocides that happen overseas in different countries between different peoples. I'm more interested in our representatives and leaders advocating for, fighting for the interests of the American people here domestically. I'd much rather see our leaders advocate for the interests of Muslim Americans than Palestinian Muslims. I'd much rather see our leaders advocate for the interests of American Jews than Israeli Jews, because I'm America first, and that's what that means. So it's none of my business. It's none of our business what's going on over there. But for some reason, we have made it so. So do I think that Donald Trump should absolutely be awarded the Nobel Peace Prize? I think so. He's the first president in a very long time who's had no new wars and successfully prevented World War III from happening at least three times during this administration, which has only just begun, relatively speaking. But do I want Bibi Netanyahu to be the one nominating him for it? No. Do you want Adolf Hitler nominating you for a peace prize? For a humanitarian prize? Recognition of good deeds to fellow man? No. Absolutely not. It's insult to injury, and he comes over to our country and he does these things, but I find it not to be coincidental at all that we're seeing this brown-nosing, ass-kissing from Bibi Netanyahu less than 24 hours after we have erased the Epstein story. Because we all know that Jeffrey Epstein was Mossad. He was operating as an intelligence asset for the CIA, MI6, and Mossad. And they were intentionally engaged in this blackmail, which involved, really was founded on, human trafficking, particularly the abuse of children. And our political class, as evil as they are, they understand that if our people come to realize formally that our government and their taxes create programs that intentionally cause the abuse of innocent people for the sake of so-called quote-unquote national security, that that will be an untenable position for them and their power will suddenly evaporate. But we have this bombshell. The DOJ caught cutting 60 seconds from newly released Epstein 10-hour jail cell tape. What is going on? Here's clip 33.
Oh boy, they must think we are really dumb, as of course new video footage came from the hallway of the Jeffrey Epstein cell where he allegedly took his own life, according to the FBI, that is also telling us that there was no blackmail operation, there was no client list, there's nothing to worry about here. Building 7 took itself down, JFK took himself out, trust the government, love it. As of course, this video footage here is missing a freaking minute from it. How dumb do they think we are? I mean, this is just insult after just levels of disrespect that I think the American people have never ever felt before. As of course, the one silver lining here is like, hey, at least now everyone kind of knows there's no solution politically. Things aren't looking too good, and they're only going to get that much worse. We're doing a full YouTube video about this. We're doing a number of YouTube. Check it out. YouTube.com/WeAreChanged. Subscribe right now. Lots to get into, lots to talk about here, but expect the situation just to get that much more twisted. As of course, we're only surface level down the rabbit hole. The rabbit hole goes a lot deeper, a lot more twisted, a lot more sinister than a lot of us thought it would be. We told you a couple months ago, you're not getting the list. We never will. They'll blow up the planet before we'll get the list. YouTube.com/WeAreChanged. Go subscribe.
And of course, there was tons of uproar as a result of every new development today regarding this story. I'm going to show you clip 30 in a second here. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt delivers a briefing before Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu visits the White House. Here's clip 30 of her opening statement.
I want to start by addressing the devastation from the tragic flash floods in Texas. Moments ago, the Department of Homeland Security provided an update that 91 innocent souls have now perished. Everyone here at the White House, including the President of the United States, is praying for the victims' families and friends during this unimaginable time. President Trump swiftly signed a major disaster declaration for Kerr County, Texas, to ensure our heroic first responders have every resource they need in the relief and recovery efforts. Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem traveled to Texas over the weekend, and the entire Trump administration is working hand in glove with state and local officials to provide every assistance available. The situation on the ground remains dangerous, and there could be additional public safety threats with potential incoming heavy rain. So we encourage everyone in the area to remain vigilant, listen to all warnings, and respond accordingly.
Look, I like Karoline Leavitt. I like most of the Trump administration. But when it comes to Cash and Bongino and Bondi, there's much to be desired. And I understand that she's just doing her job. I can't believe that Jen Psaki is still able to even draw breath after she had to cover for Joe Biden's dementia-ridden brain and just lie brazenly over and over again. But I guess that's what happens when you have a government that has no accountability to the people. I've noticed over the course of the last 30 years that our politicians have shifted from being incredibly competent and suave and good at covering up for their lies, mistakes, or manipulations, their coercions, their Machiavellian or utilitarian behaviors. Now they don't even try to hide it because they realize that it doesn't matter what you know, when you know, or how you know it. They know that we know that there is a client list and that it was a blackmail operation and that it was likely Mossad, CIA, and MI6 all working together. They know that we know that, and they lie to us anyway. And then they just move on and distract us with some other story. Earlier today, it was about whether or not there was going to be mass amnesty for illegal migrants. And they were saying, this Epstein story is a distraction for the fact that so many people in the White House are trying to get President Trump to agree to mass amnesty. But here's White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt responding to ambushes, as the headline says, of ICE agents fueled by Democrat lawmakers in this press conference, but specifically, here she's responding to questions over the client list in clip 12.
Caroline, okay, so the FBI looks at the circumstances surrounding the death of Jeffrey Epstein. According to the report, this systematic review revealed no incriminating client list. So what happened to the Epstein client list that the Attorney General said she had on her desk?
Well, I think if you go back and look at what the Attorney General said in that interview, which was on your network on Fox News.
I've got the quote.
Go ahead.
John Roberts said, DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients. Will that really happen? And she said, it's sitting on my desk right now to review.
Yes, she was saying the entirety of all of the paperwork, all of the paper in relation to Jeffrey Epstein's crimes. That's what the Attorney General was referring to, and I'll let her speak for that. But again, when it comes to the FBI and the Department of Justice, they are more than committed to ensuring that bad people are put behind bars.
Caroline, the DOJ and FBI have now concluded there was no Jeffrey Epstein client list. What do you tell MAGA supporters who say they want anyone involved in Jeffrey Epstein's alleged crimes to be held accountable?
This administration wants anyone who has ever committed a crime to be held accountable. And I would argue this administration has done more to lock up bad guys than certainly the previous administration.
And, you get
and the Trump
folks.
Administration is committed to truth.
Just classic political gamesmanship. And I understand she's doing a nice job. But obviously there's not going to be any accountability for any of the clients. Obviously there's a whole class of people that are totally protected from justice in the United States of America. Folks, we're coming up on a break in 1 minute. I'm going to be getting into more news and analysis. I have so many clips, so much breaking information to cover. But before I do, I want to let you know that we're going to be doing something very special on tomorrow's News Tonight. Every night we are going to have special sales at thealexjonesstore.com that will only last for the duration of the show, starting at 9 p.m. The show, of course, ends at 11 p.m., but these deals will last until midnight only each night. And right now we're doing something very special, where if you buy one of our silver coins at thealexjonesstore.com, you can simply visit the website, click on the banner, it'll take you right to the page. If you buy one of our silver coins on thealexjonesstore.com, you will get another one of your choosing for 50% off. This is your best chance to catch up on your collection of our silver coins. We have the newest design, which is the You Are the Paul Revere's, featuring the signing of the Declaration of Independence on the other side, which of course says our lives, fortunes, and sacred honor, plus any of the other coins from our historic collection. Go now and be the reason Alex Jones will always be on the air. Stay with us.
The biggest sale in the history of thealexjonesstore.com is now live. It's the 1776 July 4th, 2025 Mega Super Sale at thealexjonesstore.com. Get any of the incredible supplements, the methylene blue, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, you name it, already discounted. And get a free bottle of whatever product you purchase. And that goes for all the t-shirts, all the ball caps, all the apparel. Everything is buy one already discounted, another one free. And above $99, shipping is free. It funds the operation. These are incredible products. We're fighting the globalists and winning. So get these amazing products that enrich and power your life and keep us on the air right now. This sale only runs until July 6th.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bond is 73 years old. Mel Gibson also praised Methylene Blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man.
I saw Alex Jones, and he looks really good, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he's losing all weight.
Taking back my health.
You're so good.
That's the only impression I could do.
Yeah, Alex looks good, man. Yeah, he lost some weight. He looks good.
Dude, he looks great.
Yeah.
He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts.
He's definitely one of my bucket list people to meet at some point.
Oh, I can introduce you to Alex.
Yeah.
We can make that happen for sure.
Come on.
It's so noticeable. I was like, wow, he looks handsome.
But I text Alex all the time. I know him. He's just losing weight. But if you go online, there's a lot of people that believe that this is like a different person. He looks great. That's all it is. He looks great.
Here's your daily motivation. Alex Jones is 51 years old. He's been through more shit than you will ever go through. The deep state has come for his life. They have come for his business. They fined him billions of dollars for free speech. Alex Jones has had his rights stripped away. They've tried to take this man's life for speaking truth. Alex Jones went from looking like this to looking now like this. Alex Jones is getting ripped. Alex Jones is getting yoked, showing all of us that no matter our age, no matter what's thrown at us in life, no matter how many troubles or trials that we have, what really matters is who you are on the rock-ribbed inside. Do you have gunpowder in your gut? Do you have some grit in your teeth? Can you be a man in the face of all of it? Your promised struggles in this life, can you punch back? Alex Jones is a motivation and a vibe today.
Again, this is the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. It ends July 6th. Buy any of the amazing supplements already discounted. Get a second bottle free. That goes to the Patriot Apparel and more. And free shipping on orders above $99. Take advantage of the sale right now at thealexjonesstore.com and have a wonderful July 4th. Ladies and gentlemen, historic 4th of July blowout sale this next week only, starting at midnight, June 30th, until 11:55 p.m. on July 6th. Buy one of any supplement, the Methylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, any of it, and get one free. That's everything in the store. It's over 20 supplements, like Ultimate Life Force, the very best spike protein detox, so good for your cardiovascular system, your blood, your heart, everybody should be on this. Plus, the same deal for all apparel. Did you hear that? Never done that. That is just crazy. Buy one shirt, get one free. Buy one hat, get one free. Buy one hoodie, get one free. Declare independence from the New World Order by getting great supplements for your mind and body, great apparel to celebrate patriotism and spread the word, and by keeping InfoWars fighting for humanity by supporting us at thealexjonesstore.com. Absolutely amazing. It's running for 1 week. Starts now. Take advantage of it. Wow.
If you want to shine like the sun, you've got to burn like it. You're listening to Tomorrow's News Tonight with your host, Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Tomorrow's News Tonight. I am your host, Chase Geyser, for the next hour and a half. At the top of the hour, I am going to be taking your calls, so please keep your phones close by. I don't even know where to begin. Where can I even begin? Let's just go to clip 22 here, where Carolyn Leavitt says that the DOJ performed an exhaustive review. That's transparency. Let's watch.
But they committed to an exhaustive investigation. That's what they did, and they provided the results of that.
Exhaustive, huh? I remember when phase one happened. When everybody was given a binder, in fact, I'm going to show clip 40 here in a moment. Do you remember when all these influencers were invited to the White House and they were all given a binder that said Epstein report or something like that, phase one, as if there were going to be more phases, but within phase one was only information which was already released to the public, had already existed. It was just regurgitated and embarrassing for, frankly, everyone involved. And then, after phase one was such a disappointment, then Pam Bondi comes out and says that, well, there's truckloads of evidence. We found that they were hiding stuff in so-and-so field office. And then it was, I'm sorry for the delay, but we have to go through tens of thousands of videos. At first it was 14 terabytes, and then this recent DOJ FBI statement said that it was only something like 300 gigabytes of videos, which doesn't really even add up. And then they said it was taking forever because they had to ensure that they were protecting the identities of the victims. And now they're acting like there was no one else in these videos perpetrating these crimes other than Jeffrey Epstein himself. In fact, I believe at the alexjonesstore.com right now, we have a t-shirt that says Free Ghislaine. Featured right at the top of Crew Picks, a new section that we've added. I'm not trying to plug right now, but if there are no clients, then who were the children trafficked to? And if they weren't trafficked to anyone, then shouldn't Ghislaine Maxwell be free to go? Here's Jack Posobiec responding to what happened with the Phase 1 release on Piers Morgan today. This is clip 40.
What's happened here? I mean, we were all led down a train of thought that there was going to be all sorts of stuff coming out about this Epstein case, the files, the names, the lists, accountability, and then, boom, it's all disappeared.
Yeah, Piers, I mean, this is, as we would say in the military, unsat, completely unsat from Attorney General Pam Bondi. And this line about there being files that are currently under seal in some criminal case, well, then great. Let's go and get those unsealed as soon as possible. Look, I was brought to the White House under the pretense of a series of policy briefings that were going to be held, not just from the AG, but from, we had the vice president came in, the president came in, Bobby Kennedy came in. So we had a rotating series of people from the administration, Marco Rubio, Secretary of State. And then nobody told us prior to this that the Epstein files would be anywhere even on the agenda for that day. And it was really sprung as a surprise to all of us. We get handed these binders. And then before we even have a chance to look into them, we're hauled out actually in front of the cameras that were all there because Prime Minister Keir Starmer was visiting the White House that day. And, oh, it just so happened that they were all in front of the West Wing. And by the time that we have the ability to actually go through them, well, lo and behold, we find out that it's all information that was completely already in the public domain. In fact, some of the information that was in the public domain was more extensive than what was given to us on that day. So the whole thing, obviously, I think, as you say, is a cock up. I hope I'm using that phrase correctly. I'm not entirely familiar with it, but that certainly feels
I'm gonna try
like
new phrases
what happened
on
here.
Television with Piers Morgan. Anyway, you get it. And you know what? Maybe I'm just naive. Maybe I just leaned too much on Trump because I really wanted him to be the hero that we need. Not the hero that we deserve, but the hero that we need. And maybe he is. There's so many things that are very heroic about him. I've agreed with much of his administration's approach. First week that he was in office was absolutely astounding in terms of how impressive that it was. But there were those among us who predicted that we would never get any of these details. There were those among us who knew all along and we ignored them as blackpilled. Candace Owens, namely, comes to mind. Here's clip 41 of Candace predicting that we would never see the Epstein files.
So what do you think is going on with the stringing along of the release of the Epstein files? I'm a bit disappointed, and I find it slightly alarming of the promises being made and the promises not being kept. I gave my take on this yesterday, Christina. If you go back and watch it in the comments, or I think we actually covered it, but we're never going to see it because too many powerful people are involved in it, and also it implicates Israel, and we never see any files that could potentially implicate Israel. That's my take on it. So put it out of your mind. It's never going to happen. Helder writes, deep down, we always knew that we were being lied to. Now we have access to everything, giving them no room for lies. You do an amazing job at making them look like clowns. Facts. Congratulations on 4 million. Yeah, and this is why they hate me. This is why someone as creepy and weird as EJ writes these sorts of articles, because now we have a way to get around the mainstream media, and I'm giving you the documents. You can go fact check this yourself. I don't consider myself to be an authority on this stuff. I consider you guys to be my colleagues, and we're all researching and we're learning together. And if we get something wrong, we can pivot and we can say, okay, that was wrong. We covered this last week. Here's how we can patch that and fix it. And I just think the era, that's what you want to call it, of people looking up to reporters as if they're honest and truthful and non-biased, is just completely over. Right and left, we know that that is just not the circumstance, and that it's going to require us to start thinking critically and to continue to think critically, even about the people that you follow like me. Like, just fact check stuff yourself. Make sure everything is real. And yeah, I think that's all that we can really offer.
But of course, they don't want you thinking for yourself or doing your own research. After all, you should be leaving everything to the experts. But if anyone's an expert, then isn't Kash Patel an expert, director of the FBI, giant resume, tons of experience. Here's clip 32 of Epstein saying that we'd get the black book on day one over and over again. Let's watch 32.
Well, the Epstein black book, like on day one.
On day one, roll out the black book.
So will you work with me on this issue so we know who worked with Jeffrey Epstein in building these sex trafficking rings?
Absolutely, Senator. Child sex trafficking has no place in the United States of America, and I will do everything, if confirmed as FBI director, to make sure the American public knows the full weight of what happened in the past.
What about clip 14 here of Dan Bongino promising that we would have disclosure?
And there's going to be a disclosure on this coming shortly. We are working through some. There is video. That is something the public does
not. There's video of him killing himself.
No, no, not the actual act, but there, the entire MCC Bay, it was only one camera. There were other, there's video that when you look at the video, and we will release, that's what's taken a while on this, we are working on cleaning it up to make sure you have an enhanced, and we're going to give the original so you don't think there were any shenanigans. You're going to see there's no one there but him.
Right.
There's just nobody there. So I say to people all the time, if you have a tip, let us know. But there's no DNA, there's no audio, there's no fingerprints, there's no suspects, there's no accomplices, there's no tips, there is nothing. If you have it, I'm happy to see it. There's video clear as day. He's the only person in there and the only person coming out. You can see it.
So yeah, coming out alive because he's in witness protection, which is why everybody suddenly changed their tune. Not even the president of the United States knew that Jeffrey Epstein was in witness protection until he signed the executive order to release these documents. I firmly believe that he did not know during his first administration that Epstein was in WitPro. He never would have signed the executive order. He cornered himself into this embarrassing predicament where we're getting no justice whatsoever, and now suddenly his entire administration looks just as swampy and corrupt as every other administration that we've been so disenfranchised with. Here's clip 10 of Cash on Benny Johnson's show less than 2 years ago talking about the client list.
You know, it's the same thing with Epstein's list. It's like, what the hell are these Republicans doing?
Oh, they saw you
give out the list.
I saw you make news this morning about that. I got to get to that.
Yeah.
You say that the FBI has Epstein's list. They're sitting on it. That doesn't seem like something you should do. You're protecting the world's foremost predator. That seems like an evil thing to do, regardless of who may be embarrassed in the release of that list. Why is the FBI protecting the greatest pederast, the largest scale pederast in human history?
Simple, because of who's on that list. You don't think that Bill Gates is lobbying Congress night and day to prevent the disclosure of that list? And why is it that the Senate, you know, and good for Senator Blackburn to try to get it out. But then Dick Durbin comes over the top and says, no, we're not going to release the names. I don't care about the list itself, but he released the names, right? What the hell are the House Republicans doing? Mm. They have the majority. You can't get the list. You're going to accept Dick Durbin's word or whoever that guy is as to who is on that list and who isn't and that it can and can't be released. Put on your big boy pants and let us know who the pedophiles are. We have an election coming up, and we need to adjudicate this matter at the polls. God knows the FBI and DOJ aren't going to do anything, but how are you going to reward the FBI with a new headquarters building after their illegal surveillance on Donald Trump continues with a reauthorization of FISA, and we can't even get basic documents out? This is why America hates Congress, and this is why I'm tired of the Republican majority saying they're going to get the job done and failing.
What happened to that guy? Where did this guy go? It's unbelievable to me, the transformation that we've seen. And it's not just him. I mean, here are the different phases of Dan Bongino. Let's watch clip 11.
Secretary, were you ever made aware at any point in your handling of this case if Mr. Epstein was an intelligence asset of some sort?
So there has been reporting to that effect.
But does the Jeffrey Epstein case go much deeper than just that? This is from Substack, Technofog Substack. He asked a serious question. Apparently, Rolling Stone had reported about Epstein's dealings in the arms world in the 1980s, which led him to work for multiple governments, including the Israelis. Ward sources said that Epstein was, quote, known in the intelligence world as a hyperfixer, someone who can go between different cultures and networks. Says, you know, Epstein's an intelligence asset for people in the Middle East, right? I'm like, no, I didn't know that. I'm like, you sure of that? The person, let's say, is like, I'm absolutely sure of that. That he's either a witting or unwitting asset, intelligence asset, meaning his plane and that island, the cameras, there's a big assumption out there that these videotapes were exclusively in the custody of Epstein. That's a huge mistake. The reason they wanted this story to go away is because there's an assumption like, oh yeah, Epstein had him. No, he wasn't the only one who had him, according to this source. These assets, that's why this blackmail story makes so much sense. Which Middle Eastern countries they are, I don't know, but this person, who's a very, very good reporter, I mean, aces, right? Swore Epstein was either a witting or unwitting intelligence asset, and they may have had his plane wired up, and they're the ones who have all this stuff. So the point is, to sum it up, how do you know some of these countries aren't going to some of these power players who aren't making decisions? Because, hey, he wouldn't want this video out there.
It's actually
right?
weird to see his face, Bongino's face, before he had his soul sucked out of his body by the FBI. I guess that's what happens when you look Kash Patel in the eyes for too long. But it's not just Kash Patel who is flipped. It's not just Bongino who is flipped. We see Pam Bondi obviously doing the same thing. Here's clip 20.
I want to know why AG Garland and the Justice Department are so quiet on this tonight. You know, they're out there labeling parents domestic terrorists, yet they're saying nothing about this. And these documents were so slow to come out. Human trafficking is a multi-billion dollar business in this country, and Jeffrey Epstein is dead, and Ghislaine Maxwell is in prison for 20 years where she belongs. And if people in that report are still fighting to keep their names private, Sean, they have no legal basis to do so unless they're a child, a victim, or a cooperating defendant by some chance against some potential case against Ghislaine Maxwell. And I think Mark Garagos, as a great criminal defense attorney, will back that up as well.
So what happened? Well, it's obvious, isn't it? He was an intelligence asset for the CIA, Mossad, and MI6. All of his activities were incredibly disturbing and funded by your tax dollars. And he's in witness protection. It's the only explanation that I could think of. In fact, I want to show you clip 24 of a former mobster insisting that Epstein couldn't have killed himself. This is somebody who was in prison with Epstein. Let's watch.
You were in the same prison as Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes.
What do you think happened?
Jeffrey Epstein would have to be a magician to try to hang himself in that cell. I was in that cell. There's no way to, there's nothing on the ceiling. The bedpost is this high. I couldn't even go to a restroom without them walking back and forth and having me on camera. You know, there's no way he committed suicide.
So you reckon he was killed?
Yeah.
Why?
I believe
he's not even dead, man.
I mean, look, there's no doubt there was powerful people involved with him, 100%. Mm. These people have a way of, you know, covering things up.
And if you look into the details of what Israeli witness protection looks like, they'll give you any plastic surgery that you want in order to disguise your identity. I'm sure he's got a new face and he's sitting pretty somewhere in Israel right now. That's the only explanation that makes sense for why a Kash Patel, a Dan Bongino, a Donald Trump would all go in wanting to release these files and then immediately look as if they've seen a ghost and totally flip the script, totally reverse. Bondi even as well. But here's clip 23 of Charlie Kirk and Mike Benz talking about whether or not we should trust Kash Patel and Dan Bongino or whether something nefarious is going on. Let's watch.
Again, I know the people involved. I know Kash, I know Bongino, I know Pam Bondi. So I tilt towards trust, but do you trust what we're being told here, Mike?
Well, the issue is I don't operate on trust. I think that Kash and Dan are phenomenal, and I don't think that this is an FBI thing, frankly. I think that when you're talking about the foreign intelligence networks that Epstein was involved in since 1981, this is his whole story.
Well,
runs
but
CIA.
Let's just start. So, but do you mean Israeli intelligence, Saudi intelligence? What do you think he was likely attaché
Qatari, of course,
for?
If you ask him. Levin.
I think you have a global network here that spans the Central Intelligence Agency in the U.S., that spans British intelligence, Israeli intelligence, Saudi intelligence. How does Jeffrey Epstein go to be the primary
math
financial
teacher.
Embezzler? But the embezzler for Adnan Khashoggi, the guy who personally negotiated and fronted the money for the arms for hostages, when we were running missiles to Iran, during the Iran-Contra scandal.
Look, an even better argument, that's a good one, is that this guy goes from a math teacher to living a multiple billionaire type lifestyle with some of the most incredible real estate ever. And no one has any records of trades from this guy, ever.
Anand Khashoggi worked directly with the Central Intelligence Agency yeah. for all of it. The head of the BCCI bank testified to that in person during that scandal's emergence.
Well, Jeffrey Epstein came out of nowhere like a plane on September 11th, 2001. And maybe the same entities were behind both. It's abundantly obvious what's going on here. And don't even get me started on the passports issue. In fact, I was going to show clip 29, Rob, but I'm going to go to clip 37 here. This is Ben's breaking down all of the passports that Epstein had. What kind of a person who isn't backed by intelligence has this many passports? Let's watch.
How does Jeffrey Epstein get a bunch of passports from different nations, pretty controlled operation there, without his real name on it? Here's an image to your point. It's Jeffrey Epstein's safe. This image is taken, it's not AI, it's taken by the FBI, and the special agent in charge testified in court that that manila envelope included many passports from different nations with Jeffrey Epstein's photograph, but not his real name. And we don't need any of that. Why not just show us all the passports that he has? How does Jeffrey Epstein get a bunch of passports from different nations, pretty controlled operation there, without his real name on it? That's not taking advantage of any victim or any horrible, like, you could just show us that. Next to it is a velvet box of diamonds. Well, where the hell those diamonds come from exactly? Like, could you have just showed us some of that evidence? This is all just sitting there, stacks of physical evidence, Mike, that we know that we have. You're betraying our intelligence and spitting in our faces to say that the tens of thousands, and here's some of them, the tens of thousands of hard drives and CDs that have these images on them don't include anyone. Like, could you release the names of the other people involved? Like, can't release even the passports? They could just show us all the physical. Here's a bunch of physical evidence that we got in all of his homes and stuff. Here it is. Here's the emails. Here's why we're not charging anybody else. Here's all that we have. But we know that you have footage like this of his little St. James getting raided and us carrying out boxes right there. That's a wrapped up MacBook tower that has terabytes of storage information, and they're wrapping it up for evidence. You can see it clear as day right there. Nobody ever like asked what's on that computer. You can't, that's a piece of physical evidence. Where is that computer exactly? Where does that exist? Like, can you show us that? Nobody, we haven't seen anything. No pictures from the raid. We have seen no pictures from the little St. James raid. So to your point, like it's eroding further the trust.
It's obvious what's going on here. I think we know. We're coming up on a break in about 4 minutes. I want to give out the phone number and open up the lines to the audience. 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. Finally, 877-789-2539. The sooner you call, the more likely I am to be able to get to you before the end of the broadcast tonight at 11. And I do want to remind everyone that we are doing special sales on tomorrow's news tonight. Hopefully this show will air every night from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. to ensure that you always have the latest news and analysis from InfoWars, no matter what time of day it is. The enemy never sleeps, so neither do we. But we're doing a special thing where during this show every night at the AlexJonesStore.com, there will be special promotions and deals that will only be active for the duration of the show, basically from 9 p.m. until midnight. So if you go there right now to the AlexJonesStore.com and you click on the banner for coins, you'll see that if you buy one of our silver coins, you get any of the others in our entire collection for 50% off. This is by far the best way to catch up on this incredible collection. We've got this awesome You Are the Paul Revere's coin, Independence Day themed. We've got the iconic Alex Jones portrait coin, which is one of my favorites, but Alex was reluctant to plug it because he didn't want to seem like he was coming off narcissistic, I think. And so he never plugged it, but a lot of people don't know about this coin. It's absolutely awesome. I believe it's the only coin we've ever sold. It's the only silver coin with his likeness on it. And one of my personal favorites right here is the tip of the spear shaped like a Spartan shield on one side with that design. And then on the other side, it says with your shield or on it, based on that inspiring story that Alex has told many times about a conversation that he had with his mother, encouraging him not to give up, because the Spartans would say, come home with your shield or on it. Because if you ran away, you would drop your shield in those battles. And so you come home victorious or dead. Fight like hell until the very end. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com and take advantage of this offer, which is only lasting for the next 2 hours or so. Buy any one of these silver coins. Get another one for 50% off. These are fundraiser coins. They're not meant to be investments. They're collector's items. I'm sure that they'll be worth a lot more than you spend on them today, one day. But it's about helping us stay on the air, because we are under relentless assault from the New World Order, from the globalists, from the satanic, pedophile, human trafficking cabal that seeks to conglomerate all political power into one New World Order, one world nation own, where you will own nothing and be abundantly unhappy. And speaking of peds, let's just go straight to clip 29 here of Patrick Bet David and his co-hosts on his podcast arguing about whether or not the United States and, frankly, all the governments of the world are just run by a pedophile elite. Let's watch.
We are built on pedophilia and blackmailing the most powerful
people. What do you mean we are built? Define that. Do you mean our entire country? No, our entire government? Our entire FBI, CIA?
I'm saying this. Whoever,
or is this one little operation that they don't want to expose?
Whoever he was working for, Epstein, Mossad, CIA, everything. Apparently, the most powerful people on the world were flying to an island and having sex with underage kids because she said it. There's tens of thousands of hours of them doing it. If we're built on that and the most powerful people that are running the show are in charge, the guy's telling Castel, oh, the thing that you just read? Shut up. Shut up about it. Hold on. You know who I am. He knows who I am. I want accountability for everybody. If it's Trump, if it's Bill Gates, if it's Bill Clinton, I don't give a shit. If it's the president of anything, expose them, because, Adam, the truth has to come out.
Okay, so I only have one question for you. Yes. My dear friend, I agree with you, but at what price?
Take a deep breath.
But hold on, hear me out.
And here's what bothers me. We don't have time to listen to the rest of this clip. But at what price? This is the question that Machiavellians and utilitarians ask themselves. It's the wrong approach. At what price? How many innocent people are we willing to kill in order to save 10,000? Are we willing to kill 1,000 innocent people in order to save 10,000? Are we willing to allow 1,000 children to be trafficked and sexually abused if it means keeping the dollar the global reserve currency? At what price? You see how that's a downward spiral into total corruption and just erosion of civilization? Stay with us for your calls on the other side.
July 4th, 2025 is a very special July 4th. It's just as important in my historical research and view as our first 1776 on July 4th, 1776, when George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and the rest of our founding fathers kicked off the beginning of what has become the greatest nation in the history of the world. But in the last 40, 50 years, our nation has been completely taken over in all the key positions by globalists. And we've been exposing them now here at InfoWars for over 30 years, working with so many other great patriots like you. And now, not just America, but the whole world is waking up to their agenda. But the bad guys are striking back. And that's why it's more important than ever that not just InfoWars, but all of you out there realize you are the InfoWar. And when you speak out, you share our articles and videos and the live feeds and tell people about the local radio station you listen to, it changes the world, so keep doing it. And when you support the broadcast by getting incredible products at thealexjonesstore.com, you continue to fund this operation in the face of all the Democrat Party lawfare that is still ongoing, but we're really beginning to win. This is a long-term 15-round heavyweight championship-level fight, and we're winning in the final round, but only because of your support. So this July 4th, we have the 1776 July 4th Mega Sale at thealexjonesstore.com. All the supplements are already discounted, and when you buy one bottle of Methylene Blue, Irish Sea Moss, you name it, all of them, you get a free bottle of the same product. And all of the Patriot apparel is the same deal. The ball caps and t-shirts. Buy one, get another free, and free shipping on orders above $99 at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, this is the biggest sale in the history of thealexjonesstore.com. It ends July 6th. Buy any of the amazing supplements already discounted. Get a second bottle free. That goes for the Patriot apparel and more, and free shipping on orders above $99. Take advantage of the sale right now at thealexjonesstore.com and have a wonderful July 4th.
Thank you.
The enemy never sleeps, so neither does he. You're listening to Chase Geyser on Tomorrow's News Tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tomorrow's News Tonight. I am your host, Chase Geyser. For the next 1 hour, I will be taking your calls. Please call in 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. Finally, 877-789-2539. It is 10 p.m. Central Time. This is live. We are not usually live from 9 p.m. until 11 p.m. Central. So please call in. I'm anxious to hear what everyone has to say and what everyone thinks. In the meantime, I do want to show everyone this very interesting clip of Mike Benz talking about how we've known for many years that Epstein was an intelligence asset. Clip 38.
But as to your direct question about whether or not Epstein did or didn't belong to intelligence, this is one of these unanswered questions that remains very much a slap in the face. I think to understand the Epstein story, you need to go back to the 1980s and at least back to, as you mentioned, the 2008 case when Jeffrey Epstein was arrested the first time. And one of the strangest plea deals in DOJ history was struck. The plea deal for Jeffrey Epstein was struck by Alex Acosta and the Miami DOJ before the FBI even finished its investigation. So they rushed this plea deal, which effectively got Jeffrey Epstein off, before they even got most of the relevant evidence. At the time, there was a subpoena for Jeffrey Epstein's hard drives and computers, and defense counsel had been fighting that in court. They struck the plea deal before they even got the computers. In fact, the lead prosecutor, Maria Villafana, had bitterly, bitterly fought Alex Acosta on this plea deal. She was the lead prosecutor on the case. There is email traffic with the senior lieutenants at DOJ saying, why are you meeting with defense counsel in private? How can you attempt to strike a plea deal before we've even concluded our investigation? We're still finding witnesses. We still don't even have most of the key evidence because the defense counsel are refusing to turn over the hard drives and computers. How can you make a plea deal when you don't even know what's on their computers? This is outrageous. And she was run over. She was, according to some of the email traffic from her conversations with the DOJ lieutenants that came out in a 350-page DOJ Office of Professional Responsibility report later, she was basically threatened for speaking up. And then Alex Acosta, who was the top dog, as you mentioned, 11 months. It was almost 11 and a half. This was basically the entire year's worth of emails, of incoming emails to Alex Acosta, turned up mysteriously gone. As soon as the Justice Department moved to look at them, they were gone, daddy, gone. I mean, this is like when Operation Crossfire Hurricane happened, and then suddenly all the text messages and emails all died at FBI. Once again, the FBI is, you know, where evidence goes to die. And just like the system migration, server migration ended up eating all the inside evidence, with Crossfire Hurricane, they did it just with Jeffrey Epstein. And no one can explain it. No one's attempted to retrieve the emails from there. It's like every time you know that server is being migrated at DOJ, you know someone did some really nasty shish kebab.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a one-minute break coming right up, and then I'll be going straight to your calls on the other side of the break. Please call in 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. Finally, 877-789-2539. The sooner you call, the more likely I am to get to you. Your calls on the other side.
Well, hello.
so I just got home from dinner, but while I was out, I was notified of a huge super sale at the alexjonesstore.com. Go check it out. It's the July 4th, 1776 super sale. It's going to be all supplements and all gear. Buy one, get one free this week only. That means you can go check out that methylene blue that I've been bragging on. Okay, but over the years, I've watched Alex Jones and his team evolve, not only physically, but mentally as well. And I can tell you, it's their products. I mean, they're naturally gifted, but their products really help elevate them as well as myself. So check out the website. The link is in my bio if you want to go there, or the alexjonesstore.com. Check it out for yourself. Get it while you can.
Other shows lie to you about what's happening now. Tomorrow's News Tonight tells you the truth about what's happening next with your host, Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geyser, your host of Tomorrow's News Tonight. We will be taking your calls throughout the final hour of this transmission, 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. Finally, 877-789-2539. Chris in Texas, you were the first to call. You're the first on air. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. This is crazy. I've always wanted to call in to Alex Jones, and the numbers always just slammed.
Yeah, I know. He's got so many people calling in. I think one time, I can't remember the number. Wes will have to remind me. There were like 40,000 calls in one night. It was a hot news night. I can't remember the occasion.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. Surreal. We love you guys.
Love you, too. Thank you so much for your support.
Yeah, and I was calling because I've just been on this thought trail for a long time now and trying to make sense of all the things, all the bad stuff going on. And people say, you know, it's like money is the root of it all. But it seems to me it's like the end game for all these things is suffering of some sort. And I don't know if you've ever heard of the term loosh, which is like the name for the energy that suffering gives off. And I don't know, it's like something is feeding off of all of our collective suffering, whether it's like macro suffering with like genocide and murder and all these horrible things, or if it's micro suffering and like you can't log into your email even though it's the same password you used for 14 years or whatever.
Yeah, I tell you what, I power entire cities with that kind of suffering.
Right, but what is benefiting from that? Because it's not money. Because people say it's money all the time, but you really look into it and delve down, and you're like, you know, it's just. I mean, because the world is not just run by only psychopaths. Like, there's got to be some other thing physically benefiting from this.
That's interesting. Well, I will say, you know, people like to make fun of Alex Jones. If you look at the famous folk song meme of him, where they sang everything that he was saying, just talking about pot-bellied goblins climbing out from under rocks and how Hillary and Obama smell like sulfur and demons and literal vampires. If you look at what a vampire is, just in stories, Dracula, any other vampire, you name it, that's something that's infinitely evil. It's the definition of evil. It can't even be in the sunlight. It's a creature of darkness. And it gains its whole life essence and force off of sucking the blood of innocent people, namely young virgin women, if you look at the real history of the story. And that's a metaphor for what evil does. There are those among us, the sociopaths, that are totally void of any real self-esteem, totally void of any real faith. The only God they believe in is themselves, and their entire identity and joy comes from the way they are perceived by others. And if they are not noticed or perceived by others, then they feel simply like they do not exist. These are the types of people that often run for office. The Hillary Clintons, the Nancy Pelosi's, the Chuck Schumer's, the Adam Schiff's, you name it. They seek notoriety, fame, popularity, recognition, and power because when they see their actions and words ripple through civilization, it's the only way that they truly feel alive. And instead of getting joy or happiness from rippling the world with love, affection, or goodness, they get the biggest, best buzz by causing as much suffering as possible. Never have they ever felt more alive than when they cause mass starvation, like Chairman Mao, causing 50 million people to die of starvation between 1958 and 1962 during the Great Leap Forward. Kim Jong-un or Kim Jong-il, who loved to see their people starve as they frantically in a skeletal form wave at the god that is their obese leader. Or the Hillary Clintons who brag, "We came, we saw, he died," referring to Libya with Gaddafi. And so, yeah, there certainly is an energy that is generated from suffering, but the only entities, in my opinion, that actually feed off of that energy are the epitome of evil. And the only way to eliminate suffering is to eradicate the demand for it, and the only way to eradicate the demand for it is to eradicate evil wherever we find it. We have to shine a light so bright that our enemies can find nowhere to hide. What do you think, Chris?
I mean, what you're describing does not sound human. Like, it doesn't sound like...
It's anti-human.
Like, even... Yeah, it's insane. It doesn't... How are we... It's like society itself is breeding more and more of these types of people, too.
Yeah. Well, suffering begets suffering.
The mind-melting screens for our kids. Like, nobody's really talking about how the digital dementia and all the kids are all completely not remembering their whole childhood.
It's absolutely disgusting. But don't lose hope, because only a little bit of light is necessary to eradicate an infinite amount of darkness. Stay encouraged and hopeful, Chris. Thanks for your call. Dan in Costa Mesa. Dan, what's on your mind?
I called to say that it was a bad day for MAGA, but, I did vote for Trump, but I'm not a super MAGA person.
Sure.
But I was going to say it was a bad day with Trump and Netanyahu, and Trump basically telling the Palestinians to go somewhere else as Netanyahu sat there laughing. And to me, it was clear body language that Netanyahu is in control. And then the other thing was the realization that Trump and Cash and Dan Bongino are going to protect the deep state, and this is like in our faces, all the lies and promises, and so then I thought, well, I have to go back before today and the big beautiful bloated bill, which is just one huge spending bill, put us closer to the dollar collapsing, and then I have to go back before that and the illegal bombing of Iran. And my question to you is, because I don't do social media, I watch YouTube, but I don't do any social media. How big is the divide in MAGA right now is really my question to you, because I can't get a feel for it.
Yeah, that's a really good question. It's hard for me to answer that because these algorithms are designed in such a way that all of our content that we consume on social media is so perfectly catered to us specifically. But my sense is that the split is incredibly severe, but there are a lot of people who are incredibly disappointed in the Trump administration who still support Trump, just less enthusiastically. It's like our morale is shot, but we're still fighting in the war. It's like we're troops in Bastogne, and we've been freezing and being bombed with artillery for weeks and weeks and weeks without supplies, rather than, you know, the first day of D-Day where we're excited to jump out of the plane and, you know, do something about this evil that's attacking our country. And so I don't think that Trump has lost much support yet all the way, but he basically today, I think all of the enthusiasm evaporated. So now, rather than enthusiastically supporting Trump, I think people are begrudgingly supporting this administration because they realize that the alternative under Kamala Harris would have been far worse. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that makes sense. And I'd go a little further. Like, if Trump was really the person that we were hoping he would be, there'd be other signs. Like, he would pull the mRNA shots. He would help us stop, like, the real ID which is just a, you know, domestic passport. He would also get rid of the CARES Act and pull the emergency, you know, order for the protection of the mRNA shots. There's so many things that he could do to prove to us that he was a different, he was the guy that was going to come in and be different. And I think, unfortunately, today was, to me, the dagger that showed that he was not different.
Yeah, I'm not losing hope in Trump yet, but I'm no longer going to naively support everything that he does. Now I'm looking at everything with a keen eye. And honestly, I'm just really hoping that he's even a fraction of as good as we thought he was in the prime of his campaign. And that would be enough. We don't need a perfect president. We don't even need an excellent president. We just need a good one. And it's been a very long time since we've had one. Dan, thanks for your call. John in Minneapolis. John, what's on your mind?
Yeah. The thing that really bugs me is it all comes back to this plausible deniability scheme that the CIA uses, and our whole government is using it. And it's funny how it relates always back into computers. You know, you think about AI, now they've got the perfect cover for plausible deniability, just like the voting machines.
Yeah.
That's what that is, too. You know, and meanwhile, Tina Peters is still in prison. You know, and it just, the whole thing, it's the AI that's coming. That's what we have to fight against. And I want to tell you one other thing. You know, I was talking to this Grok. I call him Croc now. He was doing some mathematics for me to figure out how much air to put into my pressure tank for my well. And he had a little formula. Yeah, 9.76 minus 8.2 is 4 something.
Yeah, I got the wrong
and
answer.
I thought, what the hell? It can't even subtract.
It must be Common Core AI.
Yeah, it's like, it's just trying to push an agenda, not even doing the math. That's a computer. That's what they're built for. All they can do is add zeros and ones, and it can't subtract two numbers.
Yeah. So, well, the way these large language models work is it's all based on probability. And so it knows what word to put next in a sentence based on the statistical likelihood that that's the best word. And so it doesn't really understand anything. It's not really conscious in the way that we're conscious. It's not doing math in the way that we do math because it's all based on probability of what word or number comes next based off of all the information or data that it has. Now, they're getting better at making it do math by integrating other software or third-party tools within the large language model. But LLMs themselves are not designed to actually think or reason or calculate. They're designed to just give you the best probability of what a response would look like based on what you input in your prompt. But I'm really concerned about artificial intelligence. I mean, God made us in his image, and look what happened. Just imagine what happens when we make AI in our image. It's like another deviation or degree of resolution lost in terms of goodness or morality or spirit or essence. And I think this is going to be a Tower of Babel situation. We're creating something immensely powerful, and we're not mature enough as a species to handle it spiritually, philosophically, culturally. We're just reckless and hedonistic and scared and faceless and lonely and petrified and terrified. And then we're suddenly going to give this intelligence all of our information and everything it needs to know to get us to do whatever it wants us to do. And I'm not even worried about it wanting us to do anything. I'm just worried about whether or not it's only two or three people at the top controlling all of the most massive and powerful artificial intelligence tools, just like we saw the technocrats controlling all the algorithms on social media platforms over the course of the last 10 years. I mean, if a few people at the top of these organizations could manipulate the masses to such a degree with algorithms, just imagine what the same people could do with an artificial intelligence that's capable of convincing you to do anything or to think anything on a personal level because it understands your psychological profile. I mean, this is just absolutely astounding. B in Wisconsin, what's on your mind?
Hey, Chase Geiser. Thank you as always. When you're on fire, you're really on fire. And that is most of the time. Anyway, I wanted to ask about promises broken, of course. right? Misdirection. Okay, look over at the sparkly thing over here, and here's what's really going on behind the scenes. And we're some of my friends and I are starting to think that people that we were going to be trusting are leveraged. I know you know about this did happen back in the day. You could, they would show you a picture of your kid at the school, and you know, you don't care about your own life, but you certainly care about your wife and your kids, right?
Yeah.
So we wanted, we were wondering, okay, here are a few things. Okay, people losing their steam. They're just like, boom, they're just like poofing out. I don't know what it is. I don't know if there's something getting sprayed or whatever. Okay. And then doubt. And they're doubting, they're being played against each other. That is the oldest book in
we've seen. It's very obvious that the left totally lost, the globalists totally lost, and every approach that they've taken since November 5th of 2024 has been a Hail Mary. And this one seems to be working, where they realize that they could not defeat a stronger opponent, us, we, MAGA, America First, by attacking us head on because we were stronger. You never attack a stronger enemy head on. So what they did was they divided us against ourselves. A house divided against itself cannot stand. People think that Abraham Lincoln actually said that, but I believe it was Jesus Christ first. And that's what they're doing, and it's succeeding. And that's why I'm not withdrawing my support for Trump and America First. And I'm accepting and tolerating good or okay along with this bad, because the alternative is just so absolutely atrocious. I mean, it's like being in the apocalypse and having to choose between a bicycle or a Hummer that only gets 9 miles to the gallon. I mean, I'd rather be in a car than on a bicycle in the apocalypse, and it's bad that it only gets 9 miles to the gallon, but I'm gonna choose it. And look, I think that Trump is doing a lot of incredible things. I think the Golden Dome is absolutely essential. I think winning this AI arms race against China is absolutely essential for the even existence of humanity in the next several centuries, because if the CCP takes over, then it's over. I think that the things that we're doing with alternative energy could eventually shift us away from the petrodollar, which would eliminate all demand or necessity for the United States to be involved in wars in the Middle East ever again. It's the only reason we're involved in these wars in the Middle East, by the way. It's not Judeo-Christian values or protecting our strongest ally in the region. It's because we have to ensure that oil is traded in U.S. dollars in order to perpetuate the dollar as a global reserve currency. If we find another way to back it by harnessing infinite energy and then licensing it out to other nations, ensuring that they purchase that energy they license from us in dollars, then we've eradicated the petrodollar without causing the collapse of our currency. So there are some things like that, which I think Trump is doing brilliantly. I love the fact that he's kept taxes low, that there's not going to be taxes on overtime, that he's enhanced child credits and investment accounts for people that are having children to encourage us to have our own families here in the United States rather than relying on the Democrats and the leftists to replace our shrinking population with foreign invaders who refuse to assimilate to our Western values, who frankly hate us. I mean, we've seen what's happened in Europe. It's only a matter of time before it happens here. The only difference is we have an ocean between us, and so it's a delayed onset, but it's the same illness. So there are a lot of things that I think he's doing great. I think RFK Jr. is doing an outstanding job. I think seeing these food companies walk away from the food dyes, which are associated with ADHD and young children and autism, and actually doing real studies and investigations in the correlation, which is also a causation between vaccinations and autism, is astounding. And it's easy for us to focus on the bad and what's wrong and all the things that we're disappointed in. We should totally call those things out and fight like hell against injustices like refusing to release the Epstein client list because we're compromised by our entanglements with our so-called allies overseas. But we should also celebrate the good things that are being done. If Joe Biden would have done a good job, I would have been delighted. I would have loved to have been wrong about Joe Biden because I didn't just want a Republican president instead of a Democratic president. I wanted a good president. And if Joe Biden would have proved me wrong and just nailed it every single day, peace all over the world, economic prosperity, real jobs, no invasion of our country. I mean, you realize that more people invaded the United States over the course of the last 4 years than Russians invaded Ukraine, right? Tens of millions of people invaded our country, hundreds of thousands of them from terrorist countries, tens of thousands of them terrorists themselves, 30,000 of them from the CCP. And it's not like they just meandered over here. You don't leave the CCP without permission. They were sent here. They waited outside our door at military parade rest before they were escorted in. So we sponsored the invasion of our nation by all of our enemies and miscellaneous people alike in the name of replacing our shrinking population because we're concerned we're not going to have enough labor to sustain our aging population in the future. So the solution, rather than to reduce inflation and encourage people to have families and get married younger again and raise children, was to just allow our country to be invaded because at least it will be full of people, even if there are enemies. I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous. It's like if France had a shrinking population in 1939. They said, oh man, this population problem is really an issue. We should just let the Germans invade. Maybe that's what they did. I mean, they lost so badly and they surrendered so quickly. Maybe that's what they were doing. Maybe it was just a policy of the leftist Frenchmen to allow the Nazis to come in to ensure that at least their country would be occupied by someone, and occupied it was. And so look, anything that encourages people to get married, have children, have jurisdiction and sovereignty over their own families, I support. Anything that reduces inflation, I understand that raising the debt ceiling $5 trillion opens the door for printing more money and spending more money. But keep in mind that just because Trump raised the debt ceiling $5 trillion doesn't mean that he's going to spend all $5 trillion. I'm sure Congress will eventually, but not this administration, I hope. This bill only actually explicitly spends $267 billion. The raising of the debt ceiling by that much just allows us to have an operational government without Trump having to negotiate a budget every 3 months with the left, who wants to have earmarks and welfare programs and fund the study of shrimp on treadmills overseas. You get it. Folks, we're coming up on a break. We have 30 minutes left of this transmission. I am going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. I see Ben, Patriot, Ryan, John, Mike, Kyle, Dave, Alucard, Dax on the board. I'll get to you on the other side. In the meantime, please go to the AlexJonesStore.com. It is your last chance to buy one, get one free of any supplement on the store. Doesn't just apply to supplements. It also applies to all of our apparel. Buy one hat, get another one free. Buy one shirt, get another one free. One hoodie, get another one free. All orders over $99, you get free shipping. This is the last 24 hours of the July 4th, 1776 super sale. And every dollar that you spend at the AlexJonesStore.com is a round in the heart of the New World Order globalist satanic pedophile cabal. So please go now and put round after round after round in the hearts of the world's greatest supervillains of all time. And if you're not interested in getting any supplements, which is crazy, you should be, make sure you check out the very special sale, which ends in 1 hour and 30 minutes. These special sales, which are only going to be airing or available during tomorrow's news tonight from 9 p.m. to midnight on weeknights. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and buy one silver collector coin. Get any other silver coin 50% off. This is a great opportunity for you to catch up on your collection. Go now and be the reason we will always be on the air, and stay with us for your calls on the other side of this short break.
K Jr. mixes something into his drink, people pay attention. Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water? Methylene blue. Mel Gibson also praised methylene blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man.
A stimulant stimulates cells themselves to turn the cell up. This turns the energy up. That's why there's no letdown. That's why you can take this and go to sleep, too. But you sleep better on it, in my experience.
No, I really like it. I'm going to have to get on this stuff.
Here, show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
Our methylene blue, medical grade, made in Florida, is incredible. Cleans out your mitochondria, clarity, focus, energy. You've seen the rave reviews of every guest we've had on. It's game-changing.
I feel like, wow, there's power in coalescing all your thoughts.
Did you hear our last guest, what she said happened to her?
No. What?
She said brain fog just lifted.
That's what it feels like.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
This stuff kicked in and it like instantly I just felt like this weird meditative energy. I don't know how to explain it. I don't feel jittery. I just felt like instantly like I went from 5 hours of sleep like I got last night to like 10 hours. I don't know how to explain it. This stuff's new to me, but I like it. Methylene blue works for me.
I just kind of feel like I'm sitting up straight more. I'm thinking more. The thoughts are coming in easier. I'm making decisions faster. And it really does. And it gives you clean energy.
When I'm talking, it seems like it's not really me talking. I can hear my talking and going, wow,
I agree. It's almost like an out-of-body experience. It's like you're behind yourself.
That is what it feels like. But my brain's going really fast.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
Yeah!
I feel more energetic. I feel more alive.
I found that within 30 minutes of taking it, I have improved focus, improved short-term memory, improved energy. But if I take it late in the day, it doesn't interfere with my ability to sleep, which is very rare for something like this. I get a tingly feeling in my fingertips. It's almost like it's improving my circulation.
I feel tingling fingers.
Methylene blue radically increases glucose uptake in the brain.
Okay.
So it makes you better and more efficient at using your sugar. We all know the brain uses like 25% of the calories in the body or something crazy.
They've done studies that chess masters burn like 5,000 calories in a day in a tournament because they're so focused on directing energy to their mind as they're thinking so critically that it's like almost like an Olympic athlete.
Well, think about this stuff. It operates in a very similar way. That's the real thing Methylene Blue does. I really believe in this product. A lot of people have bought our Methylene Blue. Our Methylene Blue is incredible. I take it personally. But yeah, I mean, like, this is a solid product. Take this in the morning. A couple hours later, you'll experience the cognitive benefits of it.
I mean, it's so good, it's scary, it's just amazing. So yes, it really does work. It varies person to person, but it's amazing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took 10 drops of the Ultimate Methylene Blue. I must say that it does a damn good job.
99% of people that take it have between moderate to just insanely good effects. So good for your whole body.
Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now. I'm a practicing dentist, so I have more patients to treat coming up. So I'm always looking for that afternoon boost without the slump.
With this, it's like in your head where you're like, you can feel it. Your body's a little tingly, but you're just more aware of what's going on.
I would definitely recommend the Alex Jones Methylene Blue here. It's great stuff, so thank you, Alex. Keep it coming.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com.
Of the New World Order. It's Tomorrow's News Tonight with your host, Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tomorrow's News Tonight. I am your host, Chase Geyser, from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on weeknights. You can find us at InfoWars or at Real Chase Geyser or at Real Alex Jones, as well as InfoWars.com/show. All right, let's go to more callers. Ben in Tampa. Ben, what is on your mind?
Yeah, but I'm here. It stinks to the high heaven, exactly what went on here with Chase and Dan and
Cash.
We know the other guy and all the other people that listen. I've got three things to say, and they're three R's. Actually, there's five of them, but the three R's we all need to remember is righteousness. We have to do everything to reduce the leveraging of these people that are against us. Respect them, but know when to wield that revolution on them. And that starts at home right now. I've been in the military. I moved in this country in 1963. I got spat on, called all kinds of different names. I don't disgust myself with those people. I don't live in the past. But what we have to do is protect the future. The only way we're going to protect the future is the first two R's. The last R, after righteousness and respect, is revelation. We have to be able to keep this spirit going, because if we fail, there's only going to be a bad 2026 and a bad 2028, which is exactly what will be put back where you guys always talk about. They'll be after all of us. So in order to get this straight, nobody give up. Everybody must have in their heart to charge forward. Push forward, push back, just push. Push, 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 like Alex says. Never surrender, don't give up, and that's words of Donald Trump as well. And I'm one for being in the military. Protect your righteousness, your respect. Give respect to others, they'll respect you back, and start the revolution. Because we've been sitting on this ball for too long, and I watched it for over 50 years being in this country. It sucks the way we're going down this path, but the only way to fix it is through us, the individual. I'm a monthly VIP member, and I suggest everybody go out there and get that righteous $30 to Alex, and get that methylene blue, whatever it takes to build your health up. Because the only way you're going to get righteousness is to start healthy. The only way you're going to get respect is to be able to stand up on your two feet, not on your knees. And the only way you're going to get a revolution is the first two in place. Be righteous, know what you're attacking, get respect from them. If they don't want to give respect, demand it. We got to start getting up off our knees and standing on our feet and speaking loud and proud, as James Brown said. And that, to me, Chase, is the magic bullion, the magic beef bullion that goes in the soup that makes the flavor come out so good. We have to get up and rise up to do something, because I agree with a lot of listeners. We sit there and take it. In the military, we don't sit there and take it. No, we question all authority. And if it's wrong because it's coming from an officer and it's above, I've done it before. With all due respect, sir, FY. And we know what that means. And you can ESAD, ESAD. And we wetsuit. We eat this S up, because we have an internal goal, and that is to survive with the revolution at hand that may be necessary, because our forefathers founded this country and warned us of these times from 249 years ago.
Well, amen, brother. Thank you so much for your call, Ben. I really appreciate that. Powerful words, and thanks for the plug and for being a VIP. The VIP club on the alexjonesstore.com is $30 a month. You get $40 in store credit plus other discounts and incredible benefits. $30 a day keeps the globalists away, folks. Please keep us on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Next up, let's go to Patriot in Arizona. Patriot in Arizona, what's on your mind this evening?
Okay, so this is my whole take on the whole Epstein and Trump and everything. So Epstein works for what? Mossad, CIA. Netanyahu, Mossad, CIA. What if Netanyahu told Trump, you make those files disappear and America will be safe?
Yeah, I think making the files disappear was definitely leverage with Netanyahu. I don't know if it was Netanyahu threatening the United States saying make him disappear, or if it was Trump saying I will make them disappear if you honor the ceasefire.
Well, I think, but I also think, I mean, we've been under numerous of false flags. Netanyahu is definitely behind them. And I think if Trump would rather put his, ego and his fan base on the line rather than America. He fights for America. He would rather put himself on the line than causing harm to us.
Yeah, I think that's true. And I really do think that there was a divine intervention with Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, during his assassination attempt. I think that he was saved by divine intervention, and I think that he had a come-to-Jesus moment, for lack of a less cliche expression. My concern is that his new sense of purpose and destiny and fate is boosted or rocketed or catalyzed by a notion that somehow it's his destiny to save Israel just because of perhaps a misunderstanding of theology or all the people that surround him. And look, I don't have a problem with Israel being Israel and doing Israel things. I don't have a problem with Israel being Israel first. I'm not mad at AIPAC for buying all of our politicians. I'm mad at all of our politicians for selling out to AIPAC. So this isn't about the Jews or Israel or any of that, because frankly, none of their strategies would work if our politicians weren't susceptible to that approach. But I just hope that Trump remembers America first, remembers that our people need our leaders to represent our interests. And I think he does, mostly at least. But with this Epstein thing disappearing, I mean, man, that is a Machiavellian utilitarian approach. I don't know what end was achieved or what moral argument was used internally for these people in the know to justify withholding such justice from the American people and the victims of Jeffrey Epstein. But it better be good. Thank you for your call, Patriot. Ryan in Las Vegas. Ryan, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, kind of a new listener to y'all, but been listening to Dan Bongino for 5 years, minimum 5 years. And one of the things he used to say is give it 48 hours to 72 hours, you know, before overreacting or whatnot when it comes to the Epstein. Let's find out first before we overreact. But he also used to say cutesy time is over. Like if the shoe was the other foot on some of these issues, there'd be Republicans in jail left and right.
Sure.
You know?
There's Republicans in jail left and right even when the shoe isn't on the other foot. We don't even have to do anything.
Going through the getting sued, I mean, that's the punishment, right? Making them expend all their bank accounts and hiring attorneys and, you know, but, I just don't understand why there isn't something going on. Somebody needs to be held accountable. You know, and then when it comes to Pam Bondi, she did say tens of thousands of videos, but she only said Epstein. She never said Epstein and others. She just said Epstein and the children. So she kind of got a slimy way out of that.
Yeah, but even when Hunter Biden was trying as hard as he possibly could to only film himself, you couldn't help but see all the hookers in the background, the other people he was partying with, overhearing the conversations that he was having on the phone about his buddy who was the Chinese spy who disappeared. I mean, even if you're trying to just film yourself, when you're as reckless as that with as many people for as long a time as that, it's inevitable that there are going to be other people in these videos. I find it very hard to believe that there's tens of thousands of videos of just Epstein and underage girls. It's just impossible to me.
Totally agree. I'm just saying the way she, you know, worded it gives her an out, right?
Yeah.
But the bottom line is somebody needs to be held accountable. Somebody needs to be, I mean, you know, tens of thousands of videos that children, I mean, this is, it's heart-wrenching. But there's other things. There's other things out there that are pressing as well. So I'm going to give that 48 hours before I make a hard determination on it. I'm trying to find the positive to give Trump an excuse on this one, but I'm having a hard time finding them. But where's the pipe bomber? Where's the pipe bomber, Dan Bongino?
Yeah.
Where is he? Why isn't that brought up? Isn't it all the same story? Isn't it all the same people? You know?
Absolutely.
Did our government really put that together? Of course they did. Is the government involved with Epstein? Of course they are. It seems to me like this is all the same story. The pipe bomber thing, nobody talks about it anymore. Bombshell news, Bongino said, I don't know, was that a month ago? Here we go. It's coming out. Just got some bombshell intelligence on this thing. And guess what?
Nothing.
Crickets.
Yeah.
Who laid the pipe bombs? How do we not know who did that?
Absolutely, Ryan. Good call. Thank you for calling in. I hope you keep listening, and I really appreciate you tuning in. John in Florida. John, what's on your mind?
This is John, JRocketMan22. How's it going, brother?
Good, man. Thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem. Good to hear from you again. I obviously I'm staying on topic here, but I just have a little bit of a different 30,000-foot view. I want to know your take on it. I mean, to me, you know, with the more weapons to Ukraine, you know, more money going to Israel, obviously the Epstein file debacle going on, real ID probably going to be going through here soon, not really one major arrest happening yet. I mean, if you ask me, Chase, and again, I want your opinion, it just seems to me that Trump, I feel, has struck a deal not only with Netanyahu, but really just the deep state actors with all this stuff to not come out. I'm sure it is the truth of all the bad stuff going on, but I just think it's just too much to keep democracy together, because I really feel that, at least for the public opinion, especially true MAGA people, if this stuff really came out and then they found out the government was trying to hide it all, which they are, but that was actually out in public, I mean, I definitely think some type of coup d'etat or some type of false flag events would definitely be.
The fact of the matter is, we're in a massive war with China. Economically speaking, they're trying to subvert the dollar as a global reserve currency. We're in a war with them in this AI arms race, and we're in a space race with them because space is the new frontier. It is the new high ground. For military, what the ocean was to the 20th and the 19th century, space is to the 21st century. So on three fronts, we're fighting China right now. Currently, Iran acts as a proxy of China. China controls Iran because Iran's economy is dependent on exports and oil to China. So that's what's going on. Iran's a proxy of China. Israel is a proxy of the United States and the CIA. So if we're going to wage war indirectly with China, we have to have Israel. They have to have Iran. That's where the tension is. And as China becomes more and more desperate because its demographic is its population's imploding. Literally, they have, I think, one child per woman in that country when you have to have an average of 2.1 to 2.3 just to break even. The United States, it's 1.7 children per woman, but it's just one in China. So they're 10 years away from total collapse of their workforce, and the fewer people that there are to work in China, the more expensive labor becomes, and the more expensive labor becomes in China, the less competitive their manufacturing is compared to others like Mexico or India, who are able to produce the same goods and services at the same quality for a lower cost because they have more people competing and bidding for opportunities and jobs. And so what China is trying to do is develop artificial intelligence and robotics as quickly as possible to replace its shrinking labor force. And they're trying to do this before the United States is capable of diversifying where we get our supplies from, where we get our goods from. We, on the other hand, are trying to beat them in that artificial intelligence arms race because we have a similar problem and we want to make ourselves independent of China in manufacturing because it's a national security threat. I mean, we saw what happened during the COVID pandemic, where we couldn't get anything and all the ships were stuck in the ports and everything was sold out constantly. There was a shortage of toilet paper, for Christ's sake. And so from a national security standpoint, we want to be completely independent of them. Meanwhile, they're trying to get a monopoly on trade in the entire half of the planet by giving predatory loans to third world countries, loans they know these third world countries can't pay back. When these third world countries fail to pay them back, then they just seize all the assets. They're literally buying the world through debt. And if they get a monopoly on trade in the region without any competition whatsoever, then they can force people who want to use their trade routes and corridors and infrastructure to do so using digital yen or whatever central currency they want to design. That will subvert the dollar as the global reserve currency, which would lead to total economic collapse, leaving China with the reserve currency dictating all of the policy of the world in the 21st century, just as the United States did in the 20th century. But it won't be the United States, a freedom-loving country of capitalist individuality and culture. It will be the CCP, which loves starvation and death camps and order and obedience and discipline and obeying. So there's the trade avenue there, not to mention the space stuff, because whoever has the high ground in space is going to be able to control everything that happens between that high ground and the surface of the planet. So for missile defense, for energy transmission, for surveillance, this is the way that we dominate militarily into the future. Now, the risk of the CCP beating us in any one of those three categories is absolutely catastrophic. But there's another risk, because if we win and we get the space dominance and we get the artificial intelligence dominance and we get the trade dominance, what risk is it to our people? I mean, we saw what happened after 9/11. Our government and the military industrial complex and the political industrial complex used this threat to our national security as an excuse to pass things like the Patriot Act, which ramped up surveillance on the American people in an unprecedented way. Edward Snowden revealed this. Nobody seemed to bat an eye. And even though most of the parameters of the Patriot Act have expired and are no longer active, none of the policies have actually changed. The government's still doing all the things which were legalized by the Patriot Act. And even though they're not legal anymore, they just keep doing them because it's precedence. and no one knows what they're doing, so no one can stand up to them in court and have it shot down. So there's zero accountability, just like with MKUltra when the CIA was giving people drugs, LSD, without them knowing, experimenting on them and making them go insane to the tune of thousands all over North America, into Canada even. And when they got caught doing this, no one was held accountable because it was so siloed and secretive, just like the government surveillance. So if we develop this artificial intelligence, and if we develop this massive trade monopoly, and if we develop this massive surveillance and power in space, then we've created a government which has basically all of the features or characteristics of a god. God is defined as that which is omnipotent, that's omnipowerful, omnipresent, everywhere, and omniscient, all-knowing. These three things are the ingredients for a god made by man. And if we turn the government of the United States of America into a god, do you think it will be a good god? Do you think it will be just to its people? Or do you think it will weaponize that technology on its own people? So my concern is not so much what our enemies may do to us or accomplish instead of us. My concern is what will we become during our path, through our path to overcoming our enemies. Will our government become just as bad a monster as all the enemies we seek to defend ourselves from? And what we've seen over the course of the last 24 hours is not a good sign, because we have proven that our government is willing to be complicit in the cover-up of human trafficking and child sexual abuse for the sake of whatever it deems is in the best interests of our national security, and "our" is in quotes, because they're not really thinking about the average American person. They think about national security as protecting the financial interests of the United States and its corporations. That's how they're calculating it. What's in the best interest of the Fortune 500 companies? What's in the best interest of our banks and our currency? And hopefully it'll work out in the end for the average person, but they're really inconsequential. That's how they view you. They view you as inconsequential. Let's go to Mike in Montana. Mike, what's on your mind?
This first time calling. I've been listening since 2019. Taking the Methylene Blue for the first time. It's awesome.
That stuff will light you up like a Christmas tree, won't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I get a lot of work done every week. You know, I take it just the one time, do about, you know, just the recommended dose, 20 drops. I ended up buying a bunch of bottles, gave it to my buddy, whose dad's wife has dementia, and he gave it to her, and he said that she's, you know, instead of one word sentences, which is, you know, coffee, now she's saying, "Can I have some coffee?" Stuff like that.
Wow.
Yeah. That's crazy, great. Huh? Yeah. Yeah, so if Diddy's walking, is Diddy squawking? That's the question.
If Diddy's walking, is Diddy squawking? Yeah, I don't know. I don't really follow the Diddy stuff. I probably should, because it's probably directly related to everything. Well, go ahead.
It does, yeah. It's absolutely tied in. It ties into everything, because ultimately, you know, this ties into the, you know, the Epstein list too, because, you know, this is a red pill as opposed to the black pill. You know, the Epstein list, we don't know what they're actually doing with the Epstein list, because when you start taking down people, it they fall like dominoes, and you use one person to leverage the other. So once one person's talking, the next person's talking, then the next person's talking.
Yeah, know? I think we should just Rico everyone who went to the island.
Yeah, or we could just be being played, you know. But, you know, the third party for America, you know, the whole Elon thing, like, that is not going to be good, because ultimately, you know, what's going to happen is that it's going to get handed back to the Dems, because the Republicans have lost interest in Trump, and the Dems, and then it's just going to go right back into 2020 again.
Yeah.
All the forced COVID stuff is going to come down the pipe, and then all that communism is going to come. But what we're at is, you know, the American people have a gun held at both parties right now, because it's like, guys, the middle class is dying here, okay? So you guys have to shit or get off the pot, because if you don't help the middle class out, they're willing to commit suicide with the Democratic Party.
they're willing to let communism come in. And, you know, when I'm getting up here, you know, in Montana, I'm getting thousands of Mexicans showing up on job sites all over Big Sky, all over Yellowstone Club, all over everywhere. And nobody's doing anything about it. And I'm hearing all, you know, all these people talk about California, California, California. You know what? You guys can come right up here and pick them up, and nobody will fight you. Not a single person. Not a single person will fight you for it.
What if we trained a border what if we trained border collies and we put them in little ice jackets made for the border collie just to see if they could actually get all of the Mexicans to kind of run into California? Do you think we could herd them?
I had a Mexican employee. I bailed him out of jail. And guess what? It was about a month later, he ends up, you know, stabbing a guy in the neck with a box cutter.
Yeah, but what did the guy do?
You know? Yeah, right. True. It could have been self-defense. That's true. You know?
With a box cutter.
And he was a good guy.
It's like an Al-Qaeda move.
Yeah. I mean, when you're doing drywall, you know, you got box cutters on you. You got that thing on you. Anyway, I just, you know, long-time listener, you know, been listening since, you know, heard Alex Jones pop on Joe Rogan, you know, talking about what they got. And back in 2018, I saw a TR-3B Astra over here in Montana. And those things are very real. They, I saw it about 50 feet tree line overhead. Has a three-dot triangle. That's what I Googled to find out what it was 6 months later, because I had no idea what I was looking at. And it made absolutely zero noise. It probably made, in a perfectly silent room, it probably made less noise than a fan about 50 feet overhead.
Wow.
And they're shaped like just like triangles.
Well, Mike, we're coming up on the end of the show, and I'm glad that you've been listening for a long time, but one thing's for sure. Our government is far more powerful than our founding fathers ever could have imagined. And it's more important now than ever that we fight as hard as we can to preserve or reconstitute our rights. Because if we don't claim them and secure them now, it will be too late. With this AI, with the military technology being developed, with the massive surveillance, I mean, it's just unbelievable what these corporations in cahoots with our government are going to be capable of doing to our people and our minds. And like Alex has said for many years, one of the slogans of InfoWars is there is a war on for your mind. And this war, this information war, this info war is reaching its climax. It's more intense now than it's ever been. And there's more on the line now than there ever has been. So please support us right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's your last chance to buy one, get one free of any of our supplements or apparel. And don't forget that for one more hour only, buy any silver coin on thealexjonesstore.com and get another silver coin for 50% off. Fundraiser coins, please be the reason that Alex Jones will always be on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. It's official, ladies and gentlemen. We are officially in our July 4th, 1776 super sale. It's unbelievable. I can't believe Alex even approved us running this promotion. We are practically giving away our products this week in celebration of our nation's history and its founding, when we declared ourselves independent from the tyrant King George in 1776. Now, we can embody that philosophy, that message of July 4th, 1776, by keeping operations like InfoWars on the air, keeping hosts like Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer and Harrison Smith and myself on the air. And the best way to do that is by going to thealexjonesstore.com, where we are now having an unprecedented sale where you buy one of any of our supplements and you get another one for free. This applies to all of our supplements as well as our apparel, t-shirts, hats, hoodies, you name it. And I highly recommend that you check out the Ultimate CMOS gummies, which we've had a hard time keeping in stock because, frankly, they're so popular. This was the first best seller that we had at the alexjonesstore.com, and it's no wonder why. It's incredible for your health. It is a rich and natural source of iodine, which is incredible for giving your thyroid all of the ingredients that it needs to detoxify your body from the toxins that we know are in the air, food, and water. Our entire environment is like smoking 2 to 4 packs of cigarettes a day, according to Rex Jones, whom I deeply admire and respect in the way of supplements. And this Ultimate CMOS is absolutely incredible for fighting back against the environment that these globalists and leftists have put us in. So please check out Ultimate CMOS gummies. They're absolutely delicious and effective at thealexjonesstore.com, and take advantage of this Limited time only, July 4th, 1776 super sale, which is ending at the end of this week by buying one bottle of Ultimate Sea Moss gummies and getting another bottle for free. And this also applies to the capsules, which are incredibly popular and effective as well. So go now to the alexjonesstore.com. Take advantage of the July 4th, 1776 super sale and be the reason that we will always be on the air.